show them to all. Today we're going to Masechas Avos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Ches, and Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zach Revan, Yuziv Gagun, Bikarav Mamesh. And the Mishnah tells Reb Elezer Chisma, Omer Reb Elezer Chisma says, and really his name is Reb Elezer Chisma, not Reb Elezer Ben Chisma. That's because his father's name was not Chisma. He was called Reb Elezer Chisma due to a story that happened once he was in a place, and they basically asked him to daven for the Amud. It's called to be Paris Al Shema. This is something they used to do back in the times of the Mishnah. We don't have it, but more or less it means to daven for the Amud, and he wasn't able to, and he was obviously very embarrassed. Then he went to Rabbi Kiva and learned and became very great. And then when he went back to the same place and asked him to daven for the Amud, he did so. As I said about him, that Nischasim Rabbi Elezer was Nischasim, which means he was Nischazik. He became strengthened. And so from then on, they called him Rabbi Elezer Chisma, Rabbi Elezer, the one who became strengthened. He said as follows, Kinin upeschei nida, hein hein gufei alachais. Kinin, which refers to karbonis that are birds. A ken literally is a nest. And any time a person has to bring a karbon, which is a bird, it's called a ken or kinin. So all the halachas regarding kinim and pischei nida, which means all the halachas regarding a woman who's a nida, these are gufei halachas. These are very key, core, essential halachas of Torah Shebaal Peh. Whereas tkufas, vigmatriyos, parparos, lachachma, tkufas means time periods, and it's referring specifically to the summer and winter equinox and summer and winter solstice, which has had to determine many dates throughout the year. And gematrias are the letters of the Aleph Beis. Aleph is one, Beis is two, and there's many different gematrias that we find throughout the Torah. These are parparos, lachachma, dessert for wisdom. The same way that you have dessert at the end of the meal, and if the whole meal was dessert, then it's not really considered dessert, and it's really not that geschmack. It's the most geschmack and most exciting and tasty when you have dessert at the end of the meal. Same thing with these, they're considered paparois l'chachma. A person has to have all the other wisdoms, the regular wisdom of the Torah, and then when he has these things, he knows how to cheshbon the tkufas, and he knows how to make gematrios, so they're like dessert to all of his wisdom, and they bring him covet and honor when he knows these things well. And moving on to Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, Ben Zayma, Omer Ben Zayma says, now the reason why we don't call him Rebbe Ben Zayma, or we don't even call him by his name, which was Shimon, because he actually passed away young and never had the chance to get smicha that we would call him Rebbe. Therefore, we just call him by the name of his father, Ben Zayma. What he used to say? Four things. Now, the first three have to do with the pasuk. There's a pasuk in Navi that tells us, don't praise a wise man because of his wisdom. Don't praise a strong man because he's strong. And don't praise a wealthy man because of his wealth. And so the question is, how do a chacham, gibor, and usher get praised? That's what Ben Zayma tells us. Ezu chacham, who's considered a chacham, who deserves praise, halomim b'kol adam. That's a guy who learns from everyone, even someone who's younger and less chashav than him. Shenamar the pasuk says, mikol malam da hiskalti, I became wise from all those that teach me, even people who are younger than me and less chashav than me. That's a person who's a real chacham. And ezu gibor, who's considered a real strong man, hakavish es yitzray, one who conquers his yitzer, his inclination. Shenamar the pasuk says, toiv erech hapayim gibor, one who's erech hapayim, he's slow to anger, he's greater than a gibor. Umayshel baruchai milaychid ir, one who controls his spirit, he's better than the guy who conquers a city. So that's the real gibor. And ezu asher, who's wealthy, hasamech b'chalkai, he's a guy who's happy with what he has. Remember the pasuk says, yigiyeh kapecha kisoichel, when you eat from the work of your own hands, ashrecha v'toiv lach, you're praiseworthy and it's good for you, ashrecha b'olam hazeh, you're praiseworthy in this world, v'toiv lach b'olam haba, it's going to be good for you in the next world. And this is obviously referring to a person who's happy with what he has, because yigiyeh kapecha, whatever you produced with your own handiwork, that's what you eat, that's the best, you're praised, you're considered wealthy. It doesn't have anything to do with what you have from somebody else. It doesn't have to do with how much actual money you have. It's just simply what you have, you're happy with. Now, all these people are essentially considered mechubadik, honorable people. But it doesn't necessarily mean that other people in practice are going to honor them. Therefore, Ben Zayma comes along with a fourth thing and says, Ezu mechubad, who's a person who could receive honor from others? That's a mechabedes abriyos. If he gives honor to other people, they're going to give him honor. Remember, the pasuk says, Ki mechabdei achabed, those who honor me, I will honor them, ubayza yokelu. And those who degrade me, they will be degraded. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.